This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Y.E. Delang Pariyat. The headlines. Assam-Mizoram Border Festival pledges to strengthen peace, harmony, mutual understanding and cooperation and progress between the two states. Meghalaya Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma meets Union Minister for Civil Aviation K. Ramamohan Naidu in New Delhi and discusses modalities for expansion of Shillong Airport and inclusion of Baljak Airport under Regional Connectivity Scheme. Mizoram Chief Minister Lal Dwoma calls on Union Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav in New Delhi and deliberates over key projects, including finalization of alignment of Sairang-Thenzol railway line in view of Thenzol P-City master plan implementation. The documentary film Battlefield from Manipur makes its world premiere at the 56th International Film Festival of India in Goa. And now the news and details. The Assam-Mizoram Border Festival 2025 was held yesterday at Dholai in Kachar district, pledging to strengthen peace, harmony, mutual understanding and cooperation and progress between the two states. A delegation from Mizoram led by Kulasip DC attended the festival alongside senior officials from Vairangpe and Mamit. From Assam, attendees included Silchar MP, Dholai MLA besides the DC of Kachar and Dholai and several administrative officials. Speaking on the occasion, Silchar MP Parimal Sukla Baidya highlighted the importance of unity and collective identity and appealed to the citizens and authorities to move forward with a renewed mindset, leaving behind past challenges and focusing on cooperation and development. Dholai MLA Nihar Ranjan Das said cultural exchanges play a pivotal role in bringing people closer and help erase past misunderstandings. Speaking on behalf of the Mizoram administration, Kulasip Deputy Commissioner Robert C. Lalmangaya emphasized the need to ensure that past incidents are not repeated while stressing on the importance of communication and administrative cooperation, and people of both the states must continue to uphold peace and work together as responsible citizens. Friendly football and volleyball matches between the two states were also held on the occasion. Tripura Chief Minister Dr. Manik Saha yesterday virtually inaugurated the Chief Minister Gram Sampark Yojana, the second phase of the Chief Minister Tripura Gram Samriddhi Yojana and the Megha Griha Pravesh ceremony for 15,000 families. Speaking at the program organized at Pragya Bhavan in Agartala, the Chief Minister said that the simultaneous entry of 50,000 families into newly built pakka houses under the Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana marks a historic day for the state. He added that the benefits of the Gram Sampark Yojana and the Gram Samriddhi Yojana must reach the villagers quickly, which will open a new horizon in improving the quality of life in rural Tripura. Meanwhile, the Chief Minister handed over certificates and trophies to the respective BDOs and district magistrates for the blocks and districts with good performance under the Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana. Meghalaya Chief Minister Conrad Konkal Sangma yesterday met Union Minister for Civil Aviation K. Ramamohan Naidu in New Delhi and discussed the modalities for the expansion of Shillong Airport and to request the inclusion of Baljak Airport under the Regional Connectivity Scheme Ude Desh Ka Aam Nagrik. In his post on the platform X, the Chief Minister expressed his gratefulness to the Union Minister for his support and commitment to strengthen the aviation sector in the state of Meghalaya. Mizoram Chief Minister Lal Dwoma called on Union Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav in New Delhi and deliberated over key projects in the state, including the need to finalize the alignment of the Sairang-Thenzol railway line in view of the Thenzol P-City master plan implementation. Vaishnav informed the Mizoram Chief Minister that the alignment review could be completed only by February 2026. Meanwhile, Lal Dwoma also urged the Union Minister to reschedule train services between Sairang and Guwahati and Sairang and Kolkata to ensure that trains reach Sairang earlier than the existing timings for the convenience of commuters. Union Minister for Tribal Affairs Ujjwal Oram called on Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan in New Delhi yesterday. In a social media post, the Vice President said that during the meeting he was briefed on initiatives of the Ministry for the Welfare of the Tribal Population. The Vice President also underlined the need to ensure that benefits of welfare schemes reach all sections of the tribal population. Radhakrishnan also stressed the need to support access to quality higher education for tribal students and appreciated the threefold increase in budget outlay for the ministry over the last 11 years. They further discussed efforts to secure tribal rights, measures to enhance education and health outcomes, scholarships for tribal students, programs for the rejuvenation of tribal culture, livelihood schemes including financial assistance and promoting traditional skills as enterprises. Director Boran Thokchung's much-anticipated documentary Battlefield from Manipur made its world premiere yesterday at the 56th International Film Festival of India in Goa, marking a proud moment for Manipuri cinema with its selection in the prestigious Indian Panorama non-feature section. The full-length documentary produced by Munjai Lorumbam, Dr. Radhesham Oynam, and Vishwamitra Universals delves into the untold story of the fierce Battle of Imphal, one of the decisive turning points of the Second World War, fought between Japanese forces and the Allied troops in Manipur. This year, the Indian Panorama Selection Committee has shortlisted 25 feature films and 20 non-feature films for IFFI 2025. Meanwhile, adding to Manipur's presence at the festival, Dinesh Nauran's film entitled Oitare, selected in the Panorama Feature category, is slated for screening on Thursday. Tripura Chief Minister Dr. Manik Saha said that the country's youth must learn about Sardar Vallabhai Patel's role in unifying India. He made the remarks after joining the Sardar at 150 Unity March at near the Gandhi statue close to the Circuit House in Agartala. Dr. Saha informed that he will also visit Gujarat to take part in a Padyatra with other chief ministers. He said that the Tripura government has provided over 20,000 jobs so far and the recruitment will continue. Youth and Sports Minister Tinku Roy, Padma Shri Dipakarmakar, senior ICA officials, West Tripura District Magistrate and the SP were present at the event. The fifth Khelo India University Games kicked off yesterday and the grand ceremony was held at Jaipur's Sawai Mansingh Stadium in Rajasthan. Rajasthan Chief Minister Bhajan Lal Sharma and Union Minister for Youth Affairs and Sports Mansukh Mandaviya lit the ceremonial lamp to mark the beginning of the event. The opening ceremony showcased glimpses of Rajasthan's rich art and culture, while a spectacular drone show thrilled the audience. Around 7,000 participants, including nearly 5,000 athletes from 230 universities across the country, including universities from the Northeast, are taking part in the Games. Athletes compete in 23 sporting disciplines at the Khelo India University Games, while the traditional sport Kho-Kho will be showcased as a demonstration event. These competitions are being held not only in Jaipur but also in Udaipur, Jodhpur, Kota and Ajmer. In Manipur, the Assam Rifles, in collaboration with Manipur Hockey, inaugurated the second DJAR hockey tournament at Kumam Lampak AstroTurf Stadium in Imphal yesterday. The opening ceremony of the tournament was graced by senior officials from Assam Rifles, Olympian Kishtimarim Thoiba, officials from Hockey India and Manipur Hockey. In the first match, Indian Army registered a commanding victory over YCCIC with a scoreline of 7-0. Organized as part of the Assam Rifles Civic Action Program, the tournament will conclude on the 2nd of December. This year's education features a total of 12 teams, 8 men's teams and 4 women's teams, making it one of the most vibrant and inclusive hockey events hosted by the Assam Rifles in the region. In Meghalaya, the new SSA Champions Cup 2025 began yesterday with Shillong Premier League champions Langsning defeating 3rd Division runners-up Umlinga 2-0, while 4th Division winners Maukasyang took on 2nd Division winners Milim Loong in a 1-1 draw on the first day of the tournament at the SSA Stadium First Ground Polo in Shillong. Both the games were in Group A. Meanwhile, Group B matches will begin today with 1st Division champions Nongse taking on 2nd Division runners-up Latkrhong at 1 p.m. and Shillong Premier League runners-up Shillong Lajong against 3rd Division victors Maukria West at 4:30 p.m. The tournament is the brainchild of the Shillong Sports Association and brings together champions and runners-up of the 5 men's football divisions under one competition. We now take a look at the headlines once again. Assam-Mizoram Border Festival pledges to strengthen peace, harmony, mutual understanding, cooperation and progress between the two states. Meghalaya Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma meets Union Minister for Civil Aviation K. Ram Mohan Naidu in New Delhi and discusses modalities for expansion of Shillong Airport and inclusion of Balchik Airport under regional connectivity scheme. Mizoram Chief Minister Lalu Oma calls on Union Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav in New Delhi and deliberates over key projects including finalization of alignment of Sairang Themzol railway line in view of Themzol P-City Master Plan implementation, and the documentary film Battlefield from Manipur makes its world premiere at the 56th International Film Festival of India in Goa. With that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.